Welcome to Adventures in Grace. This is Jim Hockaday looking forward to our video on the unseen realm. Before I even get into the three reasons why we do these videos, I'll go ahead and give you one of our grace stories today. What do you mean a grace story? Well, just very simply, what we're sharing with people is the grace of God is God's influence upon your life. Certainly, it is unmerited favor. You don't merit this. You don't earn it. And it is God's ability to do what you can't do for yourself. And it's everywhere. In other words, God personally wants to be involved with you. So I love this story from Judy. And she said, another adventure in grace. I even like the way she starts that out, because she's realizing that having experiences with grace is an adventure. She said, my daughter likes the 70s look on furniture. Needed a dining room table. The ones she had seen were a tad expensive. Found one yesterday for $75, multiple exclamation points. Adventures in grace, more exclamation points. What's next, Papa? Well, that just sums up exactly what we're endeavoring to do. You said, well, I mean, I have cancer in my body, and you're talking about having a deal on furniture. No, we're not talking about having a deal on furniture. That just happens to be the explanation of what we're talking about is God being involved in your life. And whether it's furniture or whether it's killing a cancer, there really isn't any different, because as soon as God is actually involved in your life, what cancer can stay any more than having to pay a whole lot more for something that God could lead you to and pay a whole lot less? See, all of this adds up to God just wants to be involved. He wants to take care of us. He wants to do things for us in a spiritual way that supersedes the elements or the particular way of thinking that everybody has in this world. Get God involved in your life. That's number one for the reason why we do these videos. Number two is that you'll have answers to your prayers. And what better allegiance to God will you have when he's more real than your problem? Number three comes in as giving your testimonies. In fact, I received a great testimony today from a fellow minister who shared about one of his parishioners, and this individual had a report of cancer, fourth stage cancer. Doctors gave him up to die, and he just took the things of God and began to make those things. And of course, I don't want to tell you how many hours he went, because it's not about how many hours. It's about becoming very, very extremely confident that God is bigger than any of your problems. And this is what the answer to the prayer was. As I asked the pastor, elaborate on the testimony. He said, well, he said, Jesus just became so much more real than cancer. And it just went from fourth stage to now there is no stage to we're not sure that cancer is even in there to let's take multiple tests and find out that as far as we can tell, you've never had cancer. Well, praise the Lord, that just helps us to see what God really wants to do. He wants to be involved. And if you get God involved in your life, let me share with you an encouragement. I have a book that's called The Bible. And everywhere God was involved, amazing things happened. So let's let him be involved even today. Well, we're going to jump right back into the unseen realm. And the reason why I told you we'll probably stop today is because we weave these particular thoughts throughout every single Adventure in Grace video anyhow. And that is the idea that God is actually around us at all times. So we were reading over in 2 Kings in chapter 6, verse 8. I'll just go there again, because this is a great story that helps to typify the idea that God is actually involved in our lives a whole lot more than we know. And the idea that we could become aware or recognize him, and that's exactly the job of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you want to thank God for something, thank God that the Holy Spirit's job is to make you aware and for you to recognize the things of the Spirit. And you can use that all day long, just saying, Lord, I thank you that I see, that I hear, that I know the things of the Spirit, that you are real to me. The Holy Ghost is making real everything that you're doing in my life, and I don't miss any of it, because you're everywhere and I recognize you at all times in all places. Well, anything like that, just saturate your mind and your consciousness with the idea that the Holy Ghost is revealing, manifesting, making plain to you who Jesus really is. It starts out by saying, "Now the king of Syria was making war against Israel, and he consulted his servants, saying, 'My camp will be in such and such a place.' The man of God sent to the king of Israel, saying, 'Beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrians are coming down there.' Then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. So many times this happened, where the Israelites avoided the Syrian army destroying them. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by this thing. And he called the servants and said to them, 'Will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel?'" In other words, who's the traitor? "And one of his servants said, 'None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom.'" Now go figure, how did that happen? Did he sneak in on some secret passage? And the answer is, it was a secret passage. It just happened to be God transported him there and allowed him to hear and see what was going on so that he could report it to Israel and avoid any disaster. If that doesn't sound like our God making sure that you avoid the next virus, making sure that you avoid having cancer in your life, making sure that your eyes work and your ears work and your legs work, making sure that you get the right job, making sure that you find the right spouse, making sure, praise the Lord, that you are living in peace and health and victory every day of your life. It just sounds like God likes to get involved. Even if he has to move someone to someone else's quarters so that they can hear something in secret. That sounds to me like we've got an advantage in the Holy Ghost. He said, "None, my Lord, but Elisha, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom." So the king of Syria, Ahab, sent and said, "Go and see where he is, that I may send and get him." And it was told him, saying, "Surely he is in Dothan." Well, it goes on to say, "Therefore he sent horses and chariots and a great army there, and they came by night." Ooh, they were going to surprise Elisha. Well, don't you think if Elisha could somehow be transported to hear what the king of Syria was saying and reveal that to Israel, that somehow, just somehow, God would alert, make aware, allow Elisha to recognize things of the spiritual world that would help him to understand what the king of Syria was getting ready to do. So they came by night and surrounded the city. Well, it goes on to say, "When the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots." I can't help but think myself, he probably went out to relieve himself. And he might be standing in front, I'm sorry that this is a little crude, but he might be standing in front of Bush just thinking he's the only one there. And all of a sudden he looks around and he sees that he is not the only one there, that he is surrounded by an army, hello, looking at him. And fear obviously would come upon him. So it goes on to say, "And his servant said," he probably ran back in as fast as he could. "His servant said to him," to Elisha, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" And Elisha answered, "Do not fear." Isn't it interesting? The first thing that the prophet said was, "Don't fear," which means when you recognize, you're aware, when you allow the Holy Spirit to do his job, when you have a heart and a mind that searches for the grace of God everywhere you go, what's one of the things that will begin to take place in your life? You will lose the idea that there's anything that could go wrong. You will no longer be in fear that something bad is going to happen. Come on, remember what Job said, "The thing that I feared has come upon me." You'll start to walk in confidence that you actually have the answer. If you were the answer, would there ever be a problem? And that's exactly why Jesus walked on the earth with such confidence and peace. He was the answer, which means no matter what crisis or problem presented itself, Jesus was the answer to the problem. It was just a matter of initiating and releasing that which was real from Jesus and from God the Father into the situation, and change took place. And Jesus made it look so easy. In fact, even to the man that was let down in the roof, Luke chapter 5, he said, "Which is easier, to forgive the man's sin or to raise this man up from a paralytic condition?" Come on, think about that. Jesus called them both easy. Why? Because he was the answer. And this is what we begin to see. The first thing that was said is, "Do not fear." Well, why wouldn't he fear? I mean, come on, he's surrounded by an army. For those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Now, stop and figure this out. We do know them and we do know us. In other words, us is Elisha and the servant. Them is the army of the Syrians, horses and chariots. But in this passage here, Elisha mentions two other sets of people or individuals or beings. He said, those who are with us. Well, who's with Elisha and with Gehazi? Well, those would be the angels of the Lord of hosts. And then he goes on to say, they're greater than those that are with them. Well, who's with them? The demonic spirits and the wickedness of Satan. So notice what Elisha saw. He saw them. He knew who he was. They were outnumbered. But those that were with Elisha outnumbered those that were with them. Now, let this also bring a revelation to your mind. If God is for you, and of course the rest is who can be against you, no matter what situation and how big it is, life-threatening, outnumbered by 100 people, if those that are with you are greater than those that are with them, and now Elisha's talking about the angels, but on this side of the covenant, the great mystery of the church is Christ is in you, the hope of glory, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So you walk around every single day as the outnumbering force of victory with Jesus and the spiritual realm being so far outnumbering any situation or demonic rulers or spirits of the other world, Satan himself included. Do you see? It doesn't matter how bad the situation looks. If God's for you and he's greater than the force against you that is empowering the bad situation, then you win. I said, you win. Let's say it again. You win. I win. You win. We win. Boy, let's get this consciousness down inside. If God is greater and he is for us and he outnumbers the devil and the devil's been defeated and any demonic spirits and they've been defeated and angels far outnumber them, God who lives in us far outnumbers and is more powerful than anything the devil can bring, especially in his defeated condition, then we win. We win. Talking about the unseen realm, let's become conscious of this victory from the other side instead of being so ever living conscious of our flesh. Well, notice what took place. Do not fear, for those that are with us are more than those that are with them. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see. I thought he was seeing. That's why he saw the army and the opposing force. Elisha is saying, open his spiritual eyes. And it says, then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man and he saw. What did he see this time? And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. So when the Syrians came down to him, Elisha prayed to the Lord and strike this people, I pray, with blindness. And he struck them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. Now Elisha said to them, this is not the way nor the city. Follow me and I will bring you to the man of whom you seek. And of course, then he brought him right into Israel and all of them were then surrounded by the Israelis. How did all this happen? It's called a recognition of spiritual things. Now, let me take you over to Luke and chapter 9, and I want to bring you to a passage of scripture starting in verse 28, that Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. This is so good because I want you to begin to recognize something. It says, 8 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John and climbed a high mountain to pray. As he prayed, his face began to glow until a blinding glory streamed from him. A radiant glory illuminated his entire body. His brightness became so intense that it made his clothing blinding white as multiple flashes of lightning. Do you see what just happened here? Jesus became very focused on his connection to the Father. And as he did, something began to stir inside of him. The glory that was in him, the very life of God that was in him and the composition of his being began to just literally manifest and went through his spirit into his body, through his body, into his clothes, through his clothes, and began to shine like bright light. And it says here, multiple flashes of lightning. Glory illuminated his entire body. His face began to glow until a blinding glory streamed from it. Blinding glory streamed from it. All because of what? Something special? No. It's just who he is. It's who you are. And as you begin to pray, there is an unseen world that begins to take shape and form. As you begin to praise, glory, hallelujah, praise you, Lord. As you begin to sing, great and mighty is the Lord our God. As you begin to worship, as you begin to read your Bible, as you pray in other tongues, as you bring confession like we did earlier, hallelujah, I know him. I see him. The realm of the spirit is the world in which I live. Anything that you do that involves your spirit being active activates the life, the nature of God in this unseen one and unseen world. And things begin to take shape and form, and power is made available. Dynamic and it's working, and there's glory that's around you to change the worst of circumstances. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Brother Hagin used to say, if God is for you, what difference does it matter who's against you? We're living constantly in two worlds. Your recognition of the unseen world will make it become seen, detectable, distinguished, real. And change is imminent for sure in your life at all times. We're going to weave this message constantly in everything that we do and everything that we say. I want you to start becoming aware. Well, how do I become aware, Brother Jim? Listen, number one, don't take a victim's mentality like you're underneath, you know, somebody else's thumb. Take the victor's mentality that you've been raised up to sit together in heavenly places. And with a consciousness of positive victory, see that you're not alone, that he's with you, that your room is filled with glory, that there are angels everywhere. And this other room, in a sense, other realm is in a sense at your beck and call. As you begin to exercise your own faith in your spiritual connection with God, things begin to pop and the other realm begins to manifest and the presence of God becomes so real. So why doesn't that individual that has problems in your throat just be healed right now in the wonderful name of Jesus? And there's somebody else that's had so much pain in your teeth right now. I rebuke all that infection and command that to just leave you. Lord, I give you praise right now that someone's eyes are being opened. I'm talking about spiritually being open. You're beginning to see things like you should be seeing things. And whoa, are you going to make some different decisions and changes because of what God's showing you right here and right now? And there's somebody else's heart. The left ventricle. I'm telling you, God's just touched you and your heart is beating as it should. And there's somebody else of whom through even your veins and capillaries have been opened and there's circulation and blood flowing like it should. And you're going to find strength and encouragement. Oh, glory to God. Somebody's the bottom of your feet. It's like somebody's massaging them right now. And I'm telling you, there's pains and there's difficulties that are leaving you and you won't have that difficulty from this very moment. Many, many more things could begin to happen, but let your heart begin to open to this unseen world. Jesus is so real. He's in my room right now. He's in your room too. Well, glory to God. Go, if you will, to Adventures in Grace YouTube channel and subscribe and bring other people there so they can get a hold of this kind of material that'll help them to get their own story. You can go to Jim Hockaday Ministry Facebook page and follow us, but by all means, go to the website, which is jimhockaday.com, and find our email, jhmi@jimhockaday.com, and write us your fresh testimony of God's wonderful grace. We'll see you next time.